You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Simo and Jordan.
To get into the Christmas spirit.
Yes.
I thought, you know, what better way to kind of jazz up my appearance?
Yes, jazz up is a great descriptive word.
Yes, I'm wearing my Christmas shirt that Rachel G from Admin got me in the Secret Santa that we did in the office.
All right, did you guess
I don't think
that?
I'm meant to know who got it. She told me.
Right.
It's not really so secret. And then Simo, and then we move a little bit further up. To my hair. Would you like to... You can see a best.
Holiday beard. Looking quite good.
Oh, yeah. Holiday... Well, yeah. That's just me being lazy.
Yep. Do you want to go higher?
Yeah. I mean, stick with the hair, but higher.
Okay. Eyebrows are very... You look, you haven't got a mono. It's very clear. You've got one and a second eyebrow that are split up.
Thank you.
And then on the top of your head, you have a green and... Is that... I want to say pink, but it's supposed to be red, isn't it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be red.
It's supposed to be red, isn't it? Yeah. So you've got a red and green mohawk.
Yes, Simo. So I thought I'd style my hair in a bit of a mohawk this morning. One side red, one side green.
Yeah.
To get into a bit of the Christmassy spirit, you can head on over, check it out. Snow FM Instagram story. It is there. You can check it out. Simo, your thoughts on my...
Yeah, I don't know. I just want to help you out with the whole Christmas spirit thing. So we'll just... There it is. There you go. So you're basically the embodiment of Christmas at the moment.
Well.
So do you normally get around it this much?
Well, get around dyeing my hair or Christmas.
Yeah, getting this crazy around Christmas time.
Well, you know, I thought let's push the boat out. It's been a bit of a crazy year, so time to get a bit... I tell you what, so the shirt I'm wearing is predominantly white. Never have I been so scared of getting paint on my white shirt.
That's why I wear black all year round. I've worn the same jumper for weeks.
I know, but I think I'm got some hairspray paint on my arm, but other than that, it's fine. And the bathroom here does smell of paint. So apologies for all of our work colleagues. So but yeah, Simo, you can head on over to Snow FM Instagram story. You can check out my Christmassy mohawk. Rate it as well.
You know who's big on our social media, who gets a lot of interaction?
Who?
Your mum. So are we expecting a pleased mother or not?
Look, didn't think about that.
She'll be right there. She'll be the first one.
Just so she knows, this is wash. Your water washes it out. It's all fine.
Machine washable.
No, water washable.
Pop
my hair.
Pop your head in the dishwasher.
I wouldn't recommend that.
Simo and Jordan.
Time for a love chat.
Love a good love chat.
Lots of fresh relationships, a bit of a holiday, you know, the summer guy or girl that you have for a little while, and then when, you know, the world returns to the year of 2021 and everyone goes back to work, it's over.
Simo, have you ever had a holiday romance, I think they're called?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did it get back home and you realised, this isn't going to work?
Pretty much.
Okay. Stock standard.
So, but not to this extent.
Right.
I've been so excited to share this with you today.
Mm-hmm.
A 24-year-old woman, her name is Rain Gordon.
Right.
Now, she has met her husband 5 years ago at a hardware store while she was shopping for photo shoot props.
Okay.
Now, his name is Gideon.
Right.
Now, he apparently was just absolutely irresistible when she saw him at the hardware store. So she ended up buying him, and the rest is history.
Hang on, ended up buying him.
So Gideon is a metallic briefcase.
What?
I've got a quote here for you.
Mm-hmm.
The sight of Gideon makes my heart skip a beat. I'm madly in love with the silver mirror reflections and metal. People don't understand my feelings.
So she's become attracted to a metal briefcase that she has named Gideon.
Well, you know, his name was Gideon all along, Jordan. Okay. I don't know where you've got that idea from.
Okay, well, a couple of questions. The first one being, what hardware shop sells briefcases?
With names.
With names?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Number two, I think I'm just going to call this a general what?
So, Rain, she's a nursery school teacher. So kindergarten, effectively. This is out in Russia, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So she is breaking down the stigma with falling in love with or having relationships with inanimate objects. Apparently, she had a bit of a fling with a new shopping centre in a home city in her teens.
Okay.
She's also dated men, though, as well.
Okay.
But I guess the guys really aren't putting down much for her if she's turning to metallic briefcases and shopping centres.
I mean, all the best to her, I guess, if she's happy with Gideon the briefcase.
Yeah.
So be it.
How would you feel if your ex shacked up with a...
with a briefcase?
Yeah. What would you think?
I don't know whether I'd be pleased or angry. Like, really? The briefcase is better than me?
As time passed, she felt herself falling in love with a briefcase. So they've been together since 2015, by the way.
Oh, there's a picture on your screen of her kissing the briefcase.
Yep. So, you know, love comes in all shapes and forms.
Yes. Sometimes it comes in a device normally used for carrying large amounts of money.
What an absolute square.
I mean, no, I think it's fair enough. I mean,
okay,
happy 2020, happy Christmas. If you want to marry a briefcase...
Yeah, that's it.
Go for it. Didn't think I would say that sentence today, but there we go.
Introducing him to the family at Christmas time. Tricky.
But, yeah, you'd save on money. You wouldn't have to pay for food.
You can help carry the gifts.
I'll tell you what, it'd be brilliant at doing the Christmas crackers.
Oh, yeah.
You just get one end, close it in there. Like, oh, you won again.
Simo and Jordan.
Well, Simo, an infamous reality TV contestant has spilled the beans on how much he gets paid to kind of casually mention clients' names in sponsored Instagram posts.
Yeah, and that's when I think it's actually a lot of work, isn't it, for not much.
What do you mean?
So I'm just guessing here, but my understanding of it is that you actually need to put up a lot. Like, you need to be putting up a lot of content, like a lot of photos.
Like a lot of posts.
With a lot of Coke, Coca-Cola and a lot of Pepsi logos involved.
Simo, you could not be more wrong.
Really?
The social media influencer is actually, do you remember Jamie, the weirdo from The Bachelor a couple of years ago?
Yes.
He was creepy. He was like a firefighter. Weird dude. Anyway, he took to social media to say, well, someone asked him a question, like, flat out, how much do you get paid?
Yeah.
And he took to social media in a post he gets paid between $700 and $800 for a story. Or for a post, you can get up to $1,300,
$1,400. Lord above.
For one post, which he will post to his 109,000 Instagram followers.
That's insane. I didn't realise that at all.
He then shared a screenshot of a little message that he had with another company.
Yeah.
That were offering him $2,500 for, quote, 2 to 3 Instagram stories.
Right, okay.
I don't know, if I'm paying $2,500, I'm not sure I'm a fan of 2 or 3. Let's get an exact number, please.
Wow.
But yes, I'm at $2,500.
What kind of companies were they? Were they ab swings?
No.
What were they? I'm just trying to get a side of the cash.
The only one that we know is the screenshot he shared, which is of a food delivery company, not like one of the people who, like, bring you a fully made up food.
Right.
They're like, I don't know what they're called. They're like, they'll bring you all the ingredients for a healthy meal and then you make it yourself at home. So you don't have to go to the supermarket.
Okay, fair enough.
It's one of those companies. It's unclear which one.
That's insane.
Mm.
The amount of money sloshing around for that kind of business.
I know. Mm. It's insane and it makes me so...
jealous.
Angry that I don't have that many Instagram followers and I can do one post and be rich.
Well, you will after today with that green and red hair.
$2,500 for 2 to 3 stories. That can get you like a weekend away. Like, that can get you a return to somewhere overseas when we can travel again.
And that's obviously, he wouldn't have been getting those offers pre-Bachelor. So Bachelor, you got to sign up for that one, obviously.
Yeah.
Sign up for The Batch or, you know, maybe you, I'd love to see you on Survivor.
I wouldn't.
You'd last about one afternoon.
Because from watching that show, that's one that you actually have to do work on it. As opposed to, I've watched Bachelor in Paradise. They sit around having cocktails all day.
Yeah.
That is the reality TV show for me.
Yeah, clearly.
Mm.
Something needs to be done about this, Jordan. I don't know how we can fix this.
Well, I mean, getting me a lot of Instagram followers.
Fixes it for you.
Yes. Doesn't... Yes, good observation.
Simo and Jordan.
Back in your schooling days,
yes,
did you ever have like a side hustle?
Yes.
Go on. What was it?
Selling iced coffees because they weren't in the canteen. So we went big though. We brought an esky. We'd load up on. So I had a mate that worked at Woolies.
Yeah.
So he would mark them as cheaper the night before.
Okay.
And we would go in the next morning, pick up all of the like the half price iced coffees, yeah. Put them in the esky, hide them behind a tree in the courtyard, and then at lunch and recess we'd be dealing at cut rate price iced coffee because you couldn't.
That is
get,
genius.
Because you couldn't get it anywhere else.
I love school side hustles. Like I had one as well.
Yeah.
Where we'd sell. I can't remember what they were called, but they were like, you know, the ushies you get from the supermarket.
Yeah.
They were like them, but they were little kind of figurines of Pokemon characters.
Okay.
Now I don't know anything about Pokemon, but for one reason or another, I think my mum got them from a friend at work and gave them to me because I thought I'd like them. I don't give a stuff about it.
Yeah.
But I had about 100 of these, so I sold them all for like $2 each. I made a fortune.
That's awesome.
I do love school side hustles. However, Simo, even though ours were brilliant, let's say.
Yeah, I think mine might have been...
Yours was better.
Yeah.
I will grant you that. Yours is better.
We did get found out, though.
Right.
So the teacher found the esky behind the tree.
And confiscated all the iced coffee.
Yeah, Mrs.
And all the teachers after lunch came back with a bit of a spring in their step.
Now, I deal with not conflict, but being let down. What's the word? Like, you know, being cut off at the knees.
Okay.
What's the word where you've kind of not been successful?
Unsuccessful.
Yeah. I don't live my life.
I've solved this riddle.
I don't live
just
my...
Just pop an un in front of it.
I've lived my life just focusing on the success side of stuff, so I found that difficult. But my mate was spewing. Like, he could not see straight.
Spewing because the iced coffee was left unrefrigerated for a while?
Yeah, and like you say, it went to the staff room.
Mm.
The teachers are all enjoying it. Mrs. Townsend, just know that we know it was you.
Oh, don't get me started on Mrs. Townsend.
Good Lord. Okay, so just your days are numbered.
Well, Simo, I mean, I admit that your school side hustle was better than mine. However, it is nowhere near as good as this kid in the UK's school hustle, which has kind of gone viral online.
Hmm.
He did get found out. Teachers found out about this and he got in a spot of bother.
Damn, teachers are onto it, I tell you.
Simo, I'll read you the headline.
Yep.
12-year-old school student has DJ equipment confiscated after organising a rave in the school toilets.
In the toilets?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, that's where the teachers, like, don't venture.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, this is perfect. So this guy, he goes to a school in Manchester in the UK.
Mm.
He promoted the event on Snapchat the week before his DJ set.
That is pretty sick.
He made a guest list with everyone in Year 8's name on, so everyone was invited.
Yeah.
The party, they actually got like the full, somehow the teacher didn't notice him wheeling DJ Dex into the bathroom. And this party was going in full swing. I love this sentence.
Yeah.
The party was in full swing. Kale, who was the kid's name.
Yep.
And his mates handed around Cadbury Twirls and bottles of Lucozade.
Lucozade.
I'd much prefer that over beer and whatever we have now.
That is a sugar rush.
Next time I go to the pub and we're having a nightclub or whatever, whenever they reopen, I want chocolate and Lucozade. That's all I want them to
bring
serve.
Bring me a Lucozade.
Simo, after half an hour, though, of this Cadbury and Lucozade rave, staff, teachers at the school, I can only assume they heard a lot of music coming from the guy's bathroom.
The sugar wears off as well.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't have been able to fight them off at that point.
Well, yeah, about half an hour or so. That's kind of the sugar.
Half an hour in.
The teachers came in and, they had to cancel the rave, which is a bit disappointing.
What school was this?
It was a school in Manchester in the UK called St. Anthony's Catholic College.
I betcha that's where Mrs. Townsend's teaching now.
Oh, you're old.
Yeah, that's why she's, you know, that's why it's been shut down.
What, this school learnt about Miss Townsend and her amazing ability of solving...
Yeah, she's transferred.
Cracking down on side hustles. She got a call. Okay, we heard you're the best at dealing with student side hustles. We need your help. She got on the first flight to Manchester, and on her day she was just walking past the bathrooms and couldn't help but hear very loud music coming out.
Yard duty, I think they call it, Jordan. Mm. Yard duty, mate. So you would have heard a little bit of rumbunctious ness coming from the loos there. But I think she's probably on a world tour shutting down side hustles.
I tell you what, it is unconfirmed, though, whether the teachers confiscated the Cadbury and Lucozade.
Oh.
If it was Mrs. Townsend, we can only assume she did. And she rolled back into class after lunch just with a massive sugar rush.
Simo and Jordan.
Jordan's got spray on hair.
Yeah, Simo, head of Instagram story. I've painted my hair red and green to get into the Christmas spirit. Let me know what you think.
Do you think you're going to get arrested for it?
Why?
Cops will come after you for that look.
Last time I checked, it's not a crime to get some cheap hair dye.
Maybe not, yeah, by law, but a different...
Which is what the police judge. They're not the fashion police.
Cops filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement.
On the plus side, though, if I get arrested, that would certainly boost my Instagram.
Alrighty, so the cops are on the lookout for not people that are ordering Christmas presents online, because you're one of those as well.
Ordering Christmas presents online, also not a crime.
Yep, but getting counterfeit items is.
Right.
So have you had any problems? Because I know you do a variety of between shopping local and getting the stuff online.
Mm-hmm.
How have you gone? Have you ended up getting everything that you did as it was? Because, you know, there was the Xboxes. People were trying to order PlayStations and stuff and getting fry pans.
Yeah, no, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Everything that I've bought is legit and has been as described.
If my family is listening right now,
I'm safe and well.
You're not under duress.
No. I have seen that this sort of stuff happens, but no, everything that I've I don't know if I'm lucky or if that's just what normally happens, but I've kind of, all the stuff I've ordered online has appeared and been as it was described.
Well, Amazon having a few issues. So Homeland Security over there in the US, the big boys, the big coppers, they've done a full sting. They've had a full investigation and they've had to seize over 5,000 fake karaoke machines.
Fake karaoke machines?
Yeah, so people are trying to order, you know, karaoke for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, a bit of a family. Maybe it might be a tradition for them, or it's an activity you can do with everyone.
Oh, yeah, I'm well aware of what karaoke is.
Yes.
What I was questioning was the fake.
Yeah, the fakeness of it.
How does... Because karaoke machines, they play a song and there's a microphone and you sing. How can that be fake?
Well, they might not play... Maybe you'll try to select Lady Gaga and you'll get someone else.
Yeah, well, if you try to sing Lady Gaga and you get Backstreet Boys, that's just, you've bought a crap karaoke machine that doesn't work.
Right.
Okay. I wouldn't say it's fake.
Okay, well, these ones are fake. The sting and the investigation has gone down. The machines are coming out of China, heading for consumers who purchase them on Amazon.
Right.
The counterfeit goods are sold through that particular site, so make sure you do your research when you're purchasing a karaoke machine. Know the really good karaoke machine brands. That's important.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel we can do like a public service announcement here.
Absolutely.
I mean, you should always buy the legit karaoke machines.
Yeah, that really big brand.
Yeah, Sony. They're a big brand. Do they make karaoke machines?
That's a good stab in the dark.
Yeah.
That's a good effort. But yeah, so I can't think of anything worse than a karaoke machine, but I think now we have discovered.
What, the karaoke machine that doesn't work?
Yeah, the fake one. That's the only way that they could get worse,
I think. That could actually be better.
True.
This may be the only item in the world that having a fake version of this product is actually better than the original.
What's that, Nana? It's not working.
Oh no, what a shame. Oh, we better just listen to the radio because that's a supreme form of entertainment.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.